Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
I would like to invite your attention today to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 11 is going to be our text. Colossians 3, verse 11. And the Apostle Paul is speaking in this chapter of things which are above. That's what he is, that's the context of what he is speaking on. And that's what he is exhorting to God's people. He said in verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." Seek those things which are above. And speaking of above, in verse 11, he said, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all." He said there, speaking of above, he said, none of those things matter. None of those things matter. And the reason is because Christ is all. And he is in all. Christ is all and in all. One preacher of the gospel years ago, many years ago, opened his message with these words. And these are very true words. And I'm going to repeat to you what he said. It's going to take just a few minutes for me to tell you what he said, but he said, to some people, Christ is nothing. To some people, Christ is nothing. That's sad, isn't it? Christ means nothing. He said, they don't know anything about him. They don't have thoughts of him. He never enters their thoughts. They don't consider him at all, one way or the other. At no point in their life is he a true consideration, a true thought. The preacher said, all he is a cuss word every now and then. And we know that's so. Every now and then, men just use his name to cuss with. Sad, isn't it? The preacher said, to some, Christ is very little. They know very little about him. But they've heard a few things. They've heard some things. They believe that he did live on this earth. You ask them, you believe he lived here on this earth? Yeah, I believe he lived on the earth. And they respect him for being a good moral man. A good moral man of history. But they have no real need for him. They know a little bit about him. They've heard of him. But they have no real need of him. The preacher said maybe if they get in trouble, maybe if they get in real trouble, they'll call on him as a last resort. They'll try everything else out first, and then when all else fails, they'll call on him as a last resort. But he said deep down they don't even think it's going to help because they think so little of him. Very little. So he said some think nothing of him. Some think very little of him, but he said some think a great deal of him. Some think a great deal. To some, Christ means a great deal. They read his word. They pray to him. He said they wouldn't eat or they wouldn't go to sleep without first praying to him. Many families, they don't sit down to a meal before they pray to him. So to some, the preacher said, Christ is a big part of their life. A very big part of their life. They advertise him with jewelry. They wear crosses and things like that. And they advertise him with pictures. And they advertise him with bumper stickers on their cars and things like that. They see him to be the ultimate example to men and women. The ultimate example of how a person ought to live. if he wants to go to heaven. And the preacher said they try to copy him. They see him to be the example and they try to copy him. And he said to those people, he is most of their salvation, a great deal of their salvation, the majority of it. Their contribution in the work of salvation is very small compared to his. So the preacher said, therefore, he means a great deal. All right. So to some, he's nothing. To some, he's little. To some, he's much. But the preacher said, to some, he is all. I mean all. Everything, all of it, all of it. To some, Christ is all. And I pray that's us. I truly do. I pray that to us, Christ is all. A great deal is not enough. Much is not enough. Most is not enough. I pray that to us, I pray that to me, and I pray that to you, Christ is all. All. If he is, then that means he is all in salvation. I mean all. It means he is not just the ultimate example of the way to be saved. It's what most men see him to be. Well, he's the example of how you can be saved. No, no, if he's all, that means he is the way. He's not just the example of the way, he is the way. If he's all, then it means he's not just a big part of our life. It means he is our life. If you look right here in Colossians 3 at verse 4, the Apostle Paul said, when Christ, who is our life, not a big part, not the main focus. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. To God's people, Christ is all. Christ is all. And from the Word of God here, I'd like to declare him to be just that. From his own word, I would like to declare him to be all. All in all. All in all things. That's what that means. Now, we could be here a long time trying to declare everything that Christ is all in. If you say he's all in all things, what that means is we could be here forever. He is all in creation. The scripture says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He's all in creation. He is all in knowledge and wisdom. That woman at the well said, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. He knows all things. So how many things could we declare from God's word that Christ is all in? We could be here forever. For the sake of time, this is a 30-minute program. For the sake of time, let's try to declare seven things. Let's see if we have enough time to get through seven things that Christ is all in. And I pray that as we see them, all of us, you and I both, will believe it. I pray God will give us faith to believe it to be so. All right, seven things. The first one is the Scriptures. The Scriptures. Christ is all in the Scriptures. This will open up the Scriptures to us. If you have never seen this before, this is an eye-opening thing. Over in Luke chapter 24, in Luke 24 verse 13, it says, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty indeed, and word before God and the people. And he proceeded to tell everything that happened to our Lord on the cross, how he died and suffered. And it says down in verse 25, then our Lord said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Now listen to this. He said, in beginning at Moses, that means Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, beginning at Moses and all the prophets throughout all the Old Testament, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. All the scriptures. Christ is all in the scriptures. I hope God will reveal that to us. These are not lessons of morality. These are pictures of Christ. That's what they are. Every word points us to Christ. Everything that the law demands, everything that the law promises, Christ is all in it. Right here in Luke 24, verse 44, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He said, it's all concerning me. And I'll tell you this, the moment that God opens our eyes to that, and we don't just see lessons of morality and do's and don'ts, the moment we see Christ, who he is and what he's done and why he did it, the moment we see Christ to be all in the scriptures will make sense. All right, this will happen right here. Verse 45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. These are the apostles. These were his disciples. Until that moment, they did not understand what all those Old Testament laws and stories, they didn't understand that all that was pointing to him and what he would accomplish on the cross. But he told them right then and there, all of that is concerning me. It's all pointing to me. And he opened up their understanding. And all of a sudden, every page of it made sense. I pray God will do that for us. I pray he will. If we want to understand the scriptures, we need to understand this. Christ is all in the scriptures. He is all. He's the writer. He's the author. He's the finisher, the fulfiller. He's the one who made the commandments. He's the one who satisfied the commandments. All the scriptures are of him, through him, to him. Christ is all in the scriptures. All right, here's the second thing. Christ is all in authority. He is all in sovereign judgment. Over in John chapter 5, verse 20 says, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man. People have it in their mind that they're going to stand before the judgment throne of the Father, but that's not so. It says in verse 22, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. All judgment unto the Son. All judgment is in his hand. Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, they both say, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We need to know something about this. We truly do. For those who think nothing of Him, and for those who think very little of Him, let this declaration be known. We are going to stand before Him in judgment. We're going to. Acts chapter 10 says, He is Lord of all. That the word Lord means sovereign, ruler, controller, owner. Romans 9 says, He is over all. Colossians 1 says, He is the head of all. In all things, He has the preeminence. He's first in all things. And Revelation 19, verse 6 says, The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. He alone is the sovereign. That's what it means. Reigneth, the sovereign. Christ is all in judgment and in sovereign authority. He's all. And He said, Can I not do what I will with my own? Can't I do anything I want to with everything that belongs to me? He said, I will work, and who shall let it? He does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, What doest thou? And what doest thou? And what that means is, He's all in judgment. He's all in sovereign authority. Here's the third thing. Christ is all in the gospel. Christ is all in the gospel. In Romans chapter 1, verse 15 says, So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the gospel of Christ. Did you know that the gospel is all about Christ? All about Christ. People talk about the gospel. They say that word in many ways for many things. Oh, the gospel, that's a gospel message. That's a gospel song. Here's what determines whether or not it is the gospel. Was it all about Christ? That's what determined. If it wasn't, it might have been religious, but it wasn't the gospel. The gospel is all about Christ. The gospel is not about me. If I stand up here telling you about me and everything I've done for God and everything I plan to do and everything that's not the gospel. I will not be preaching the gospel. And if I stand up here and tell you everything about you and everything that you, that's not the gospel. Gospel's not about me. And the gospel's not about you. The gospel is about Christ. It's all about Christ. Christ is all in the gospel. He is all in the good news message. Gospel means good news. And it's not at all what we're going to do for Him. The gospel is about everything He has already done for us. We preach who He is. We preach where He came from. We preach why He came. We preach what He accomplished while He was here. We preach where He is right now. We preach Christ. We preach Christ. In the gospel message, Christ is all. And if He's all in the gospel, then that means He's all in salvation. And that's the fourth thing. Christ is all in salvation. Right here in Romans 1, verse 16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Christ is all in salvation. That Philippian jailer, you may know the story of the Philippian jailer. He fell down before Paul and Silas, crying, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? This is what they said. You must not do anything. Christ is all in salvation. That's what they said to him. They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. When he said, what must I do to be saved? This was their answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not doing something. That's acknowledging him to do something. You just trust Christ. You just believe on Christ. Believe him. What do we believe? To say believe him, what do we believe? Believe that he is all. Believe that he is all in salvation. He is all in the covenant that God made to save us. Believe that he accomplished it all. Galatians 3:17 says, the covenant that God made was confirmed in Christ, and it cannot be disannulled. Why can't it be disannulled? It's because it was sealed in the blood of Christ, sealed in his blood. The promise has already been fulfilled. The payment has already been made in full. In full. What that means is Christ is all in salvation, redemption, saving redemption. The payment that had to be made for our sin against God has already been made. You have sinned against God. I have sinned against God. And God said the wages of sin is death. But God said in his covenant, God the Father and Son and Spirit, they made a covenant. And he said, I'm going to provide a death for you. This is what he says to all of his chosen people. He said, I'm going to provide a death for you. The wages of your sin is death, but I'm going to provide one for you. I'm going to send Christ my Son to lay down his life for you. I'm going to provide him to pay that price of blood that is required of you. And God said, when I see the blood, I'm going to provide it. And when I see it, when I see the blood of Christ my Son, I'll pass over you. The payment will have been made in full. So Christ is all in saving redemption. All right, Christ is all in the Scriptures. Christ is all in authority, sovereign judgment and rule. Christ is all in the message of the gospel. Christ is all in salvation. Number five, Christ is all in God's glory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29 says, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Seeing Christ to be all in the gospel and seeing Christ to be all in salvation, where does that leave boasting? Man's boasting. False religion is so full of boasting. You'll hear men, their conversation is, I. Is that where our boasting ought to be? No way. He. All the glory goes to the Lord. All of the glory. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Paul said in Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where all of God's people glory. Christ is all in God's glory, and Christ is all in glory, heaven itself. And that's number six. Christ is all in eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22 says, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, forever made alive. 1 John 5:12 says, he that hath the Son hath life. Whoever has Christ, the Son of God, has life, eternal life. Our Lord said in John 11, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Christ is life. Christ is all life. Christ is heaven. People talk about going to heaven. Christ is heaven. Christ is eternity. He is the object and the focus of it. He is the joy of it. He is the substance of it. Christ is all. Christ is all. All in the Scriptures, all in authority, all in the gospel, all in salvation, all in God's glory, all in eternal life. And here's the last one. Christ is all in His people, inside His people. Back in Colossians, this time chapter 1, verse 25 says, "Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of the gospel, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, in God's people, Christ is all. Christ is all. He is all their salvation. I mean all. He is all their desire. He's not just all that they need. He's all that they want. He is all. He is all. They want nothing else, nothing less than Christ alone to stand before the judgment throne of God. They want to stand in Him. Now here's my question to both of us. Can we say that? Can we say that in our hearts right now? Can we say, Christ is my all? Christ is my all. Christ is all my hope. Christ is all my desire. Christ is all I need. Can we say that? I pray we can. I truly pray we can. May God reveal that to us and cause our hearts to say, Christ is all. Till next week, may the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.